I have 3 broken ribs.
What happened?
Bicycle jousting, right? No.
No, stupidity.
Stupidity?
Yeah. You know, on a ladder where they say not a step on the very top?
They say never do that.
A 6-foot ladder. I was painting a wall, and I should have had an 8-foot ladder.
When did you do this? Last night?
No, it's been 2.5 weeks.
Oh, good. So you're okay for the show tonight, then. That's all I want to know. Good. But you won't be laughing much, huh?
Last night I said, tonight's show is brought to you by Vicodin.
You got to be passing it out to the audience, though, if you're going to be on it, I'll tell you that. So you got 2 shows tonight. Denny Johnson, you started out as a musician in a folk group. So you're actually a musician.
Yeah, I was in a couple of, I was in the Back Porch Majority, which was a Randy Sparks group, and then I was in the New Christy Minstrels.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Hey, I loved that group.
Yeah.
That's taken us back a ways.
It's a great group.
So do you write music too?
I used to, you know.
You quit experiencing things? So that's how you get your material.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to write, you know. I can't stay awake long enough to write anymore.
Isn't that sad how we sleep more when we get older?
Well, yeah. You know what? You're going to do a 10 o'clock show tonight. You're going to be sleeping through
it? No.
Oh, no, no.
No, when I hit that stage, you know.
So you've been on Make Me Laugh. You've been on a lot of television shows, including The Tonight Show. Tell us about that. Oh. That's pretty exciting.
It was exciting for me until they told me that John Davidson was going to be the host.
Oh, great. And
sorry, John, if you're listening. No.
They laid that on you late, didn't they?
Yes,
the green
they
room
did.
Or something?
Yeah, and, it was just kind of...
A letdown,
because, you know...
Johnny.
You want to go on and...
When was this, the first Jay Leno or the second Jay Leno?
No, this was Johnny Carson, honey.
With Johnny Carson.
How old do you think this man is?
Well, I didn't know. Yeah, that's a long time
ago. Not that old. Well, we all go back that far. You've been on Arsenio Hall, too. Was that a good gig?
Yeah. Arsenio was a good guy.
Merv Griffin, though.
Merv Griffin.
Oh.
Oh, he used to say, this guy's funny. he's a comedian. And,
very good.
Oh, he's a funny man.
Do you do any more impersonations?
Oh, I do a few.
Do some for us. Love that.
I'm doing John Wayne. I'm going to do John Wayne in my act. I do John Wayne as a stand-up comedian.
Do people still know who John Wayne is, though?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, they
Come
do.
On. Even True Grit ain't with him anymore.
Yeah, that bothered me, by the way.
It's with the Bridges. Okay. Come on.
What, do you want to hear a joke?
No, yeah, I want to hear John Wayne.
I'll do a joke as John Wayne.
Okay, good.
Well, here's a little joke for you. A cavalry lieutenant is sitting at the fort one day, and a sergeant comes up to him and says, "Sir, I think we're about to be attacked by some Indians." He says, "Well, then go get my red shirt." He says, "Your red shirt? Well, that's right, soldier. If I get wounded in battle, they won't see the blood. Go get my red shirt." So he goes to get the red shirt, and he says, "Hold on a minute. How many Indians you think are out there?" Sergeant looks over the fort wall, says, "I think about 5,000, sir." He says, "Well, then get my brown pants, too."
that's a good one. Hey, good John Wayne.
Yeah, that was good.
How long did it take you practicing to get that?
Well, you know, when I used to smoke cigarettes,
I had a
much better John Wayne. People used to go, I can hear the cancer.
Oh, but
my voice was just so raspy. Yeah,
you should have done the second True Grit.
Oh, Jeff Bridges is wonderful.
God, isn't he something in that?
Yeah,
that's amazing. Yeah, what a character.
He's great. And that one scene at night when they had that big shootout, and then he goes, "Well, that didn't pan out."
Yeah. And he's drunk most of the time.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's great.
I want to give away a pair of tickets. Someone out there wants to go. We've got our lines open, 823-1920, tonight at the Pioneer Underground. 2 shows, 8 and 10 o'clock. Denny is the headliner.
It's
see
a
him do
great
stuff.
Room if you've
Isn't
never
it wonderful?
Been there.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Very intimate down there.
Yeah, it's just like a mini theater. It holds 170.
The seats are comfy, too.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Just beautiful. Good sound system.
Up close.
Good lighting.
Yeah, you love it, huh?
Yeah.
We do, too. We're so happy that Wayne brought the Biggest Little Comedy shows here every Friday. We've had Dan Kim in here. And as a matter of fact, you went to Dan Kim.
I did. I saw him today.
You did? Saw him today as a hypnotist?
Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of my sociopathic tendencies.
Thank you. Uh-huh. That's a good thing.
I actually sold my gun as a result of today's meeting.
Did you really?
That's reassuring.
I believe that. I know it. No, but Dan Kim, he was there last night.
Yes.
They have the hypnotist show every Friday night, and then the headliners. And you have co-hosts and guests, and I mean, it's not just one stand-up show.
No. Bob Johnston, same last name as mine, he will be there tonight.
Oh, and Johnston.
Yeah. We both have a T in our Johnston
names. Glasses? It's wonderful.
Yeah, that's kind of unusual, too.
Yeah, it is unusual. Yeah. Johnston and Johnston. Sounds like Q-tips.
That's right.
Do you carry your guitar around just as a prop, or do you do something?
No, I brought it in here to play. My last thing I'm going to do is going to be my impression of Jimmy Stewart. Another person probably nobody remembers.
Well, not unless you're a boomer. Okay. We all remember. How young is your audience, you think, in there? Did you have a bunch of young kids in there last night?
You know what? It just doesn't matter.
It's everybody, isn't it?
It doesn't matter because, you know, a lot of kids have seen It's a Wonderful Life, you know, so they remember that voice.
Well, they watch it every Christmas. Yeah, I do too still. Yeah.
So I do Jimmy Stewart singing the Beatles song Blackbird.
That'll be good. Where do you get your material, Denny? Don't say live situation. Don't tell me that. You make it up, don't you?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Just funny things from life.
Yeah. Even though life isn't that funny.
No, it isn't. It
nowadays.
Isn't. But you can make it funny.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to come back. We're going to take our final break here, and then we're going to come back, and you're going to sing for us and do your Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart singing Blackbird.
Stutter. That's interesting. You're with Broadview. Don't go away. On the bus.
1270, The Buzz.
Our insurance. With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I could really use right now.
Come into Sears Auto Center July 8th and 9th and get a $19.99 oil change. No coupon necessary, no shop fees. And earn $20 in Shop Your Way rewards points to use on your next oil change. Plus, find hot buys on Cooper Response Touring tires. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloud bursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount.
Get in the zone!
If your car's battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested now, because soaring temperatures can leave you stranded. Come to AutoZone. We'll test your battery for free, so you know exactly where you stand. And if you need a new one, AutoZone is the only place you can find top-rated Duralast batteries, proven tough even in extreme heat. So don't get stuck on the side of the road. Let us test your battery today, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
1270 The Buzz, an equal opportunity employer, seeks the help of local community organizations in referring qualified job candidates to this station and distributing information about job vacancies. Interested community organizations that wish to receive job vacancy notification should contact our human resource manager at 829-1964. 829-1964. That's 829-1964. Extension 203.
I could do a thing. You could do that.
We're live here on Broadview with Jenny Johnson.
I can do a thing where you could say...
Okay, we're back with Broadview. Denny Johnson's right here. Johnston.
Yeah.
With
a T.
And we got to... Okay, what do you want me to say?
Oh, no.
I'll set you up.
Well, we were just talking about movies, and I was thinking that if they had made Brokeback Mountain with Jimmy Stewart and John Wayne, it would have been like a...
Two cowboys hissing and spitting, man.
Well, you want to do what?
Well, I'm just saying, let's try. Come on, I'll give you some candy.
Oh, that's hilarious. Do you do that in your act? Do you do that in your show? Oh, my, well, you better throw that in. That is good.
It's imagery I don't want to have in my mind, though.
But did you see Brokeback Mountain? That was a good movie.
I didn't see it. I wouldn't go see it.
And they didn't hiss and spit. They didn't start all that. I mean, it just seems like once you're gay, you just start that. I don't know what happens.
Oh, guys aren't, we have no problem with women that like each other.
Why is that?
We
I don't
know.
That doesn't make sense either, does it?
Oh, like you're telling us something new today, okay? We know that. Because women have been washing each other and painting each other's toenails and fingernails forever. It was way back. It was way back.
And if I had seen Brokeback Mountain, I wouldn't tell you about it.
Of course you wouldn't. You wouldn't admit it, would you?
Mustache. And if I had gone, I would have worn.
A lot of men did that. Okay, we were Denny Johnston. He is the headliner tonight, the Pioneer Underground.
And don't you forget it.
Never. We got a couple more pairs of free tickets because Wayne wants you to come out. So if you'd like to go, just buzz us up at 823-1920. We've given some away. We want to pack the house tonight. Denny's a funny guy. Does some great impressions. So if you'd like to go, 823-1920. Call us right now for your free tickets to the biggest little comedy show. Okay, now you're going to do Jimmy Stewart.
Okay, this is Jimmy Stewart.
Okay.
If he ever tried to sing the Beatles classic Blackbird.
Okay.
Hold on. Yeah. Now, Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Well, I'll take these broken wings